Dear Cheap Astronomy, what have we learnt about 3I Atlas? Our third ever detected interstellar visitor has now completed its hyperbolic turn around the Sun, and just like the previous two, has turned out not to be an alien spacecraft. 3I Atlas's name is pretty straightforward. 3 for the third, and I for interstellar, while Atlas is the instrument that detected it, being the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. Atlas is a whole-of-sky survey system of 0.5-meter telescopes that are distributed across the northern and southern hemispheres. The ominous wording, Last Alert, is intended to indicate that if no one has seen the approaching object before Atlas does, then you're pretty much f***ed, since anything it does detect will already be too close to be deflected. Atlas detected 3I Atlas on the 1st of July 2025, when it was still outside the solar system. Its closest approach to the Sun was at the end of October 2025, and its closest approach to Earth was just over 6 months later on the 19th of December 2025. Though being 270 million kilometres away, it wasn't particularly close. But the underlying message here is that an interstellar object can come in out of nowhere screamingly fast, and if it is on a direct trajectory with Earth, well, you're pretty much f***ed. 3I Atlas is the second interstellar comet we've observed, the first being 2I Borisov, and both behaved pretty much exactly like comets. So, as they approached the Sun and heated up, volatiles began to lift off their surfaces and then got pushed back into a tail by the solar wind. Initially, 3I Atlas did have a noticeable protuberance of material that pointed towards the Sun. This was reported by some as, uh-oh, aliens, but such a protuberance is actually fairly common comet behaviour, where a dust plume may initially lift off the heated surface that faces the Sun, being pushed out by outgassing, and only later does that material form a tail, as the outgassing diminishes and the ejector is then pushed back by the solar wind. There's some speculative thinking on the age of 3I Atlas, according to which it is quite old, maybe 5 billion years or more, which means it's older than our solar system. This speculative thinking is based on its darkened colour, suggestive of it having been thoroughly cooked with galactic cosmic rays, and its trajectory suggests that it comes from the Milky Way's thick disk, that is, the thick outer disk regions of the galaxy rather than the thin inner disk regions. The thick disk has little remaining gas and mostly older stars with lower metallicities, while the thin disk is full of younger stars and still has lots of gas for forming further stars, and it's also where Earth is situated. Both 1I Oumuamua and 2I Borisov are thought to have been much younger than 3I Atlas, 1 and 1.7 billion years respectively, with their trajectories both indicating they originated from the Milky Way's inner thin disk. Despite its age, the abundance of CO2 in 3I Atlas's outgassing and its tail suggests that it hasn't previously passed close to many stars in its very long journey, since it would have lost CO2 and other volatiles on such close passes, as it has done this time in passing so close to our Sun. Its abundance of CO2 also has people speculating that it must have formed beyond its progenitor star's frost line, where it's cold enough for CO2 to exist as a solid, and from there, 3I Atlas got ejected from its original stellar system due to a close encounter with a giant planet or from perturbations brought on by the close passage of another star. We've still got a lot to learn about interstellar objects. But based on the extremely limited amount of data we now have, from here on we should expect to see one every 2 or 3 years on average, and on average 2 out of 3 of those objects will be comets, and none of them will be alien spacecraft.